Blog Talk Radio.
Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Walking revolution, that's who I be. Al Porter, man in the street. Man is music activism, news, showcase artists and activist views. Rolling on Monday night, 8+ years. Blog Talk Radio, calming people's fears. 646-478-0944. Monday night, 9 to 10, Cleveland time zone. Cleveland Standard Time, Ivy Front Line. Emacs in his prime, Kilroy can rhyme. Read between the lines, black by design. Tell the truth time, here to drop a dime. Keep me a whistle, I'm the whistleblower. From Ukraine to my lane, White House know it. See something, say something. The motto, part two of the phrase, streets always know. For people found dead, inside a house. 6-year-old asleep, stray bullet took her out. Killers on the block, this is real deep. Be a whistleblower, get them off the street. Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street.
And thank you all for tuning in once again to Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 10, Verse 45. That M period, A period, N period is Music Activism News. That's the abbreviation and acronym for Man in the Street, Music Activism News. And for those listening to Lake City Music on blogtalkradio.com, feel free to call 646-478-0944 with your comments, questions, and concerns. I really appreciate just being around you all for this fine evening. Hey, if you're sending in any music or anything, commercials as well, send it MP3 format to emaxxradio@gmail.com. Three quick disclaimers for you. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show, have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone, for any and all info you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or 3342 Music. Call and blame Boogie Me direct at 646-478-0944. I will listen for as long as I can. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. Can't talk, stay silent and go back on hold. Change your mind, call back or press 1. Now, I need to let you know that you can check out Common Sense Radio Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 AM. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. YouTube pages of Joseph Motley Jr. period or Joseph P. Motley Jr. Twitter pages Alfred Porter Jr. 1 and Hip Hop Workshop Numeral 2. Alfred Porter Jr. Numeral 1 or Hip Hop Workshop 2. Instagram is Jr. Alfred Porter. You can Facebook Joseph Motley Jr. period. Facebook Kent and Angelica. Facebook HHWorkshopRecords.com. Facebook I'm a Superwoman Radio. www.3342music.com. OPN Radio is Mondays at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WeUpRadio.com. You can Facebook Sheriff Kilroy. Also, the web pages of BlackOnBlackCleveland.com. Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio is Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on VoiceOfRadio.com. We'll have the Vice President of Fathers Lives Matter on tomorrow. And you can also Facebook Black on Black Crime, Inc. Facebook Alfred Porter JR period with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. You can YouTube the pages of Miss Commentary, Cleveland. Man in the Street 13 is also on Twitter. And www.tiplabor.org or thelogtv.com. You could also check out the YouTube channel of Power Groove Records. YouTube channel of Power Groove Records. We are Cleveland. October was Positive Music Month, and they did their thing during that month. My thing is this. I need to do my thing and tell you all what you all have listened to and stuff like that. We started off with something from the long-awaited Detox album, Call In and Speak. And so with that being said, let's go here, and I can give you the top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment. All right, top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment. So, number 10, Mr. Solo. Number 9, Move It Up, The Black Talk Table. They spoke on sacrifice. What are you willing to sacrifice? What are some of the things you give up? Some of the things I talked about in being a leader, doing what I do, I've had to give up sometimes time, money, like for the hip-hop workshop and other things like that, or to make sure the group is run right. Sometimes you have to give up money. Sometimes when you do what you do, you end up sacrificing a love life. It doesn't happen to a lot of different people, but sometimes that does happen. As I look at things, I see we have a phone caller to get to shortly. Actually, we have a couple of them. So I'll be glad to do that very shortly. And my thing is, we'll get to the 216-283 and the 216-400 shortly. Number 8, debuting. You can check Facebook for it. Gospel Concert in Memory of Pastor Bobby, Faith, Hope, Love, Part 2. When it comes down to that, I would just like to say that the Gospel Concert in Memory of Pastor Bobby, Faith, Hope, Love, Part 2, which will take part at 1281 East 67th Street, Cleveland, Ohio, 44103. The event hosted by Art McCoy's University of Common Sense, which is duration for about 2.5 hours, Saturday, November 13th, 1281 East 67th, Cleveland, Ohio, Pentecostal Church of New Antioch, Cleveland, Ohio, 44103. As we remember Pastor Bobby, along with DJ Cowboy, the Backyard Music Man, and featured Miss Pulse Points, Art McCoy, Pastor Jimmy, Al Porter, Dantes Taylor, Ghetto Evangelist, Simply Sister Bonita, Cheryl Wagner, Perfect Setting, Perfect Setting Click. But those are some of the ones who will take part in that. Number 7, Facebook, The Jam Sessions, November 5th with Home Remedy featuring Christian Key and Friends, which happened last week. Number 6, still Facebook, Mo Better EP release, featuring Mellow Man Funk. Number 5, a debuting Facebook, Jam Sessions, November 12th with the Unit Band, and the 50th birthday celebration for host Arrogant, Chop Shop Renegade's own. Number 4, moving up, Facebook Black on Black Crime, Inc., Hip Hop Workshop, episode number 217 and other events. More on that in a little while. Number 3, debuting on Facebook, Freeway and Beanie Siegel Live at the Grog Shop. That'll be tomorrow. Number 2, debuting out the gate, Justice, and this is on Facebook, 7 years, The Long Walk to Justice for our beloved Tamir Rice. As a matter of fact, I'll go on and take the time, since that is coming up tomorrow, I will take the time to at least get into that and let people know that is happening at Public Square, Cleveland, Ohio, 44114, tomorrow, 12 noon. And this is like part two of an event. Tuesday, November 9th at noon, Public Square, we will rally and speak out against the 7 years of malfeasance, obstruction, prosecutorial misconduct, and callous political posturing that have left Tamir's mother, Miss Samaria Rice, still without justice and the city of Cleveland with an open spiritual wound. This December, two statutes of limitations will be expiring on the local level for obstruction of justice and perjury charges against the officers Lohman and Garback. Tamir's campaign for justice calls on our greater Cleveland community to come together and demand that Prosecutor O'Malley do what is necessary to reopen Tamir's case, that is, to appoint a special prosecutor to reconvene a grand jury. New evidence should be presented, and the grand jury process should be properly followed once and since justice was never served under the administration of former prosecutor Timothy McGinty. So they are calling on a broad coalition of organizers, advocates, and community members to gather at Cleveland's Public Square to galvanize the people. Now, as I move back, I can at least say that in the number one spot, debuting on Facebook, the 12th year anniversary of Cleveland Imperial Avenue Murders Rally at newly erected Imperial Monument. I'm going to get into those things, but let's go to that 216-412. 216-412. You're on live. How are you?
Oh, man. I am great. I'm very great.
Go ahead.
More than great. More than great than being great. I'm blessed.
I feel you.
Yeah. How everyone doing? This is Major Tap from Pride of ENT. I was going to say past week has been awesome. Happy rebirth. Happy B-Day again, once again, but the Ted. That was a nice event
oh, yeah.
he had Wednesday. And brother don't even look 80, though. I mean,
no.
You know, it's a good thing, you know. So that was a privilege to be there. Besides that, Propriety ENT is still well going strong. We got new material, things of that nature that we are putting out. If you check out, look on some of our pages, you will see that Mr. FX, Almighty FX, has a new project that's about to be released coming out. It's a new mixtape. So you guys that check in, that really do support us. Don't show the fake love. That really do support us. You know, you guys tune into YouTube. You know, you click like and subscribe and see. You know, what I'm saying the music that we put out. You know. We thank you guys, you know what I mean, and everyone else that's backing us, you know, with this. The Rise of the Taps album will definitely be released before. Well, it's already been released. And if you catch me in the city, you can definitely get a copy from me. Though the world release will definitely be put out before this year, banking on around December. So you guys get that on Tidal. Any platform, any major platform you see out here, you can get that on, you know, around that time. Rise of the Taps.
Got you.
Yes. So you guys get a good feel of, you know, basically the first MC tap dancer that put together a hip hop project. And there's nothing sugar-coated about it. It's a very, you know what I'm saying, nice, you know what I'm saying. It's a very awesome album, I'll put it like that. It's a very influential, I'll put it like this. It's an awesome album, once I said it again, and it's dope, point blank. I should be put in the Guinness Book of World Records for this album that I dropped, you know what I mean?
Yes.
I don't mean to stumble my words, so I'm just very excited about the project, and I think a lot of people that are really big hip-hop heads will enjoy this album. Far from that, you know what I'm saying, basically. So, besides that, shout out to Brother Dontez Taylor on the note that this man did run for councilman. And even though he did not get the position, the councilman that won that seat told him already that he still is the councilman. So that should tell you there. It tell you a lot. Shout out to Miss shout out to the new councilman, put it like that. Shout out to the new councilman.
Okay.
Miss Gray. Shout out to Miss Gray. Yeah, shout out to the new councilman. Though at the same time.
Oh, hold on. An infamous shout out goes to Kathy Ray Coleman. Kathy Ray Coleman, you called me while I'm doing my radio show live on the air. You call my personal private phone line. Infamous shout out. Now go back to what you're saying, brother.
Okay. Shout out. Look, Brother Don says, I'll put it like this, what they have in the news and what's downtown as far as with the voting-wise, that's they're not being honest with how many votes Brother Dontez got. And I have...
Okay.
Reverend Pinckney can vouch for that. There's a few others that can vouch for... They went down there and voted. So what they had on the news was a bunch of propaganda, and whatever they had down there at the bureau, a forward vote bureau, that was a straight lie too. So I don't know who's trying to steal votes or take away votes. Things of nature though, they're not doing their job the proper way down there. I don't know if they want to go on because Brother Dontez is. I don't know if the fact they want to try to read the brother out because he's disabled. That has nothing. The brother has a vision like the brother been out here for almost over 20 years. So you guys want to try to be like that? Like, okay, I'll put it like this. For example, in a way, that's being prejudiced. Just try to, like, cancel out votes that, you know what I'm saying, we already know that we already had in for this brother, you know what I'm saying, then you guys are also scant stuff. You know, there's a bunch of propaganda, like, it's so much prejudice, it's so much people on this prejudice nonsense and stuff. Like, you could be in a wheelchair and stuff. They try to say, oh, this person's not capable of running, though. You hear me?
Yes, I do.
This person is not capable of running. But at the same time, though, you don't know what type of virtue this person, you know what I'm saying, has in store for the community, things of that nature and stuff. And I believe you guys went on this brother's disability, and, like, I'm going to say it, you know, because, like, you hear how the brother talk, you know. He's been out here being an activist. He wants to get rid of, like, serious things in the community that's already been talked about. People have talked about them. They haven't got them done, you know what I mean? So when it comes to that, yeah, I felt it was a lot of misjudgment with inside the certain votes. So congrats to the candidate that won it. And also congrats to the other brother. He didn't have any votes too. I believe it's possible that brother might have, you know what I'm saying, had more people that voted for him too, though they don't want to put it out there. I don't know what the issue is. Maybe he's a young brother, you know what I'm saying. They don't like to give, I feel like this, politics don't like to give, like, the youth a chance on certain and certain, you know what I'm saying, things. Is y'all these old heads, and no disrespect to the elderly, but you got a bunch of these old wigs and stuff thinking it's still like Abraham Lincoln days, you know what I mean, George Washington days, that still want to try to run stuff. That's just how, you know what I'm saying, look how ran down the East Cleveland Theater is, you know what I'm saying. It's no big difference. It's like from entertainment, from the politics and stuff, it's all the big propaganda you see. You know what I'm saying? They don't want to put the real people in office. Not saying who's in office now is not real, though. Let's see. I mean, let's see what the mayor do. You know, let's see what this new mayor do.
Right.
You know, shout out to everyone that was running, you know what I'm saying, for mayor. You know, facts.
Right.
I know other people want to get on this line. and talk and say whatever they want to say, you know. So, like I said, me and Brother Dante said we on a whole new different agenda. Be looking out for this brother a lot. Support this brother. Pay attention to what, you know what I'm saying, this brother has to say and do and what he wants to do for the community, you know. Don't go on his disability. Go on his knowledge and what he knows. Like I said, this brother been out here longer than me as an activist, over 20 years.
Uh-huh.
You know, over 20 years. I was shocked when I talked to him. Like, I didn't know that, you know. So he's been out here. He's not nobody that just been doing this, like, since yesterday. Like I said, he's been out here, you know. And
he's
been around that community. He's been around. He has been around the War for community for years. So, like I said, he might be blind or he has a vision. We still pushing, you know what I'm saying, 225. It's a lot in store. First of all, you know, I believe that brother, he deserves that precinct seat. He definitely deserves the precinct seat. If he didn't get counseling, he deserves the precinct seat. So, everybody, open your eyes, open your ears, pay attention. Let's get real people in position.
I hear you. Thank you very much, and may you have a phenomenal remainder of this week.
You do the same, man. I'm gonna keep it going, keep it stay blessed. You know, I wish everybody stay blessed and everything, but everybody gotta learn how to do the right thing and just be real. You know, everybody gotta learn how to be real. You know, if you see me,
mm-hmm.
say what's up. You know, if not, I'm just keeping it real, though. Everybody going to be in this fight together. Let's be real and stuff. You know what I'm saying? People can fake the funk all they want to, though, but I'm going to address the real issues and stuff. And I want whoever hearing this to hear this, though, because I want whoever to hear this to hear this. Y'all peeping in on this radio show and hearing me talking right now, yeah, I'm going to voice a lot to y'all, whoever, you know, the ones that don't like me, the ones who do like me. I'm talking to everybody. Facts, though.
Right.
And when it comes to, like, a lot of, like I said, when a lot of this stuff that need to be done in Cleveland, okay, let's step up and let's be real. Like I said, let's not be fake about it. Let's not be fake about it, because real talk, though, I don't got no problem with cutting a person off quick. It's easy for me now. I've been through too much in my life now, you know what I'm saying? Well, I can cut a person off quick like that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Abracadabra. So, with that being said, I show love to everybody.
Yeah,
though. But at the same time, though, you know what I'm saying? You gotta give it back too. If I don't get like I said, it says in the Bible, treat others the way that they do you, though. You know what I'm saying? I can do that too, but I can do it like 10 times harder. So it's like facts, though. So when you come at me, come with respect. Don't cross the line with me. Don't cross the line with any of my people, any of my elders. I got love for facts, though. I should have had the answer music on for propriety, though. For facts, though.
Mm-hmm.
With that being said, peace and love. Yeah, peace and love with greatness and blessings. Like, real talk, though. Let's make it, man. Real talk. It's all eyes on Cleveland right now. We got to represent for Cleveland. We can't be faking the point. That's why I've still been here for so many years now. You know what I'm saying? Because at the same time, though, I still want to have a solid foundation from out of Cleveland and stuff to help put up, like, show everybody else what we made of and everything, you know, and show the whole world that, you know. So if people can, like, stop getting out the corner, you know what I'm saying, or the fugazi stuff, maybe we can be able to do some things to make some stuff happen, though. If not, kick rocks. I don't want you around me. Facts, though. Cause I know the person I am. Like, the Coretta, he knows my heart. He knows my spirit. You know, when you try to play me or try to manipulate me or try to brainwash me, oh, yeah, it's an issue. And if I get caught wind of it, oh, you in trouble. So with that being said, like I said, I ain't here to hate nobody. You know, so I'm here to love everybody.
Right.
So everybody enjoy y'all. Everybody enjoy y'all night. You know what I'm saying? Keep the radar always in your prayers. You know what I'm saying? The real people, things of that nature, you know. And I'm out with that.
All right. Peace. As a matter of fact, Proprietor ENT, man, they had brought beef hot dogs to Black on Black Crime Incorporated. We're going to pop those hot dogs out this coming Wednesday, starting at 4 o'clock, because we should be leaving Black on Black Crime headquarters this Wednesday. This Wednesday, November 10th, we have a bus ride. We're trying to pack the bus, go down for voting at the Democratic Party. We'll be leaving from Black on Black Crime headquarters around 5 p.m. So Proprietor ENT provided the meal, and we'll be leaving out at 15415 Kipling Avenue, 44110, Cleveland, Ohio, this coming Wednesday, taking that bus ride. I also want to let people know that episode number 217 of the Hip Hop Workshop happened the past Saturday at Cleveland State University. By next week, we'll add, well, we could go on and add to it, because for those people who are looking for flowers and centerpieces like that, I would just like to throw out there and say that when it comes down to it, haze, floral arrangements, that's haze, floral arrangements. You could definitely get the flowers that you need. They have Thanksgiving centerpieces, holiday centerpieces, those type of things. And they provided the flowers that a lot of queens took home, and a lot of kings were able to take to queens and other people that they knew. And their floral arrangement company is 216-334-9820. That's 216-334-9820. You had Brother Dantes Taylor who spoke. He did poetry. Coming all the way from Akron, Danielle Taylor, also known as Da Voice. You had Brother Jamil. You had Big Twan. You had Dorothy. You had Brother Ronnie Walton, who did poetry and sang. Kim Register, Christina Edgerson, Big E. Mr. Carl Powers III came through, and he had a secret in the box. I got a chance to see it. Somebody's about to make their way back through. You had Mr. Ronnie B., the Unforgiven, CEO of 1008 Vision. You had Lady T., BWENT, Christian Jackson. Hold on. Amy Powell, Major Taps. Let's see. Christian Jackson, a.k.a. Streetway Knowledge. That's Knowledge with C-N-O-W-L-E-D-G-E. It was good to see him come through alongside Major Taps. King Jamma. That's right. The original, the real Soulja Boy. The brother who came in and was called Soulja Boy, had his name stole from Soulja Boy Tell'em, sued Soulja Boy Tell'em, got the rights and compensatory damages about his name being misused and mishandled. So he's legitimate with his name now, calls himself King Jamma. He spoke about why he is thankful after all of these years and has a positive attitude being in the industry. We also talked to his manager from Tally Up Records, Tally Up Kings, Brother Abel, who spoke about just keeping it real. What it's like being real representation for your artist, and how the artist is sometimes overlooked in their own city, their own region, even though King Jamma has sold millions of albums and is still hot and doing major shows. So it was a very, very powerful program. You also had Brother Suave Gotti, who came through, blessed us with those freestyle capabilities. So it was a very, very, very powerful program in itself. It was strong. It was strong. As a matter of fact, as I get things further together, maybe I will take the time and explain some of what's going on right now. So anyway, the 12th year anniversary of Cleveland Imperial Avenue murders rally at newly erected Imperial, that is what we talked about early, monument. So that's what we talked about earlier. That event will be at 12205 Imperial Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44120. 12205 Imperial Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44120. Your hosts are the Imperial Women's Coalition, Art McCoy's University of Common Sense. That's what is happening. And Cleveland area activists led by the Imperial Women's Coalition, Black on Black Crime, Inc., and Peace in the Hood will host a rally and vigil beginning at 5 p.m. on Thursday, November 11, 2021, on Imperial Avenue in Cleveland's Mount Pleasant neighborhood, where the home of the late serial killer, Anthony Sowell, murdered 11 black women and raped three others, once stood, and where a memorial has been just erected in honor of the 11 black women. The specific address of the event is 12205 Imperial Avenue, paid for by the Western Reserve Land Conservatory and dubbed the Garden of 11 Angels. This monument has the names of the 11 murdered women engraved in its marble. Other participating groups for the upcoming rally and vigil, and this is a major who's who on November 11th, include Cleveland Peacemakers, Greater Cleveland Immigrant Support Network, the Black Man's Army, the Brick House Wellness Center, International Women's Day March Cleveland, Find Our Children, the Missing Ebony Alert, Survivors and Victims of Tragedy, the Laura Cohen Foundation, Refuse Fascism Ohio, Carl Stokes Brigade, and members of the Coalition to Stop the Inhumanities in the Cuyahoga County Jail. October 29th marked the 12th year anniversary since 2009, when law enforcement authorities began pulling the first of what would ultimately become 11 dead black bodies from and outside of Sowell's Imperial Avenue home. Dead at the hands of serial killer Sowell are Tashina Culver, LaShonda Long, Michelle Mason, Tanya Carmichael, Nancy Cobbs, Abelda Hunter, Talacia Fortson, Janice Webb, Kim Yvette Smith, and Diane Turner. Dubbed the Cleveland Strangler, Sowell, who died earlier this year in prison and on death row of a terminal illness at 61 years old, was convicted in 2011 by a Cuyahoga County Court of Common Pleas jury on 82 of 83 counts, including 11 counts of aggravated murder and 3 counts of rape. Common Pleas Judge Dick Ambrose, the trial court judge who presided over Sowell's criminal case and a former Cleveland Browns football player, handed the serial killer a death sentence. So that's what is going on, and we will definitely handle that. My thing is, another infamous shout-out to Kathy Rae Coben, who called me back a second time while I'm on the air doing this program anyway. Now, I get to go back to the phone line, and I'll tell you what I'll do. I will take the time, and we already know what happened with the Browns. I think we know because a lot of people tuned it in. This is, you know, the snippet of this song. The snippet of this song is around 36,000 views so far. Not the full length, just the freaking snippet. So with that being said, let me play this particular track in itself. Dog Nation from Suave Gotti and Kimra the Healer.
Welcome, out-of-town fans and NFL teams, to our fine city of Cleveland. My name's Sputnik, and I'll be your host for today's professional butt-whooping.
Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation, Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation, Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation.
Let us welcome everybody to the Cleveland Brown Show. Dog Pound and Suave Gotti, the sweetest combo. Eating Blackbird Ravens while riding a Bronco. And a Charger to us ain't nothing but a 9-volt. See the Cleveland force like Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Kenobi, Trayvon Coley, Larry Ogunjobi.
Our defenders are fat boys, screaming in jail. Exhale, inhale, equalizer Denzel. Ward on the set, Jason Treader is a threat. Chris Hubbard and Danny Vitale, put him in check. Antonio Callaway receiving the wide. David Nosu about to slide Carlos Hyde. With my Cleveland crew, we got cages for you Bengals and you Panthers and your Lions. It's the Cleveland Zoo. Just meet us on the field. We don't talk, we ball. And your balls ain't long enough to walk with dogs.
Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation. Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation. Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation.
A red, brown, orange, and white stripes. The Seed Town Light, getting the Cleveland crowd hype. I'm Bernie, I'm Brian Sykes. Get the gurney after the hype. Hut one, hut two, busting through any line. It's the Cleveland crunch crew. Can ride the Cleveland connoisseur of the art of war. And I run with carnivores that can show you how to score. Anytime, any place, anywhere, in your face. We the dogs of the state, and we came to penetrate any front line. It's crunch time, better get the game tight. We go flame like we dogs up the chain, right? You know it, yeah. And I got a poet flow. See you in Mars, Cleveland Browns. We came to overthrow. Moving like a locomotive through the county. Cuyahoga, where my brownie. Bust that dog like where the pounds be. East, see the west side, they surround me.
Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation. Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation. Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation.
Hugh Jackson of the city, Swab Gotti is the coach. No more ties, my guys, we want obvious results. The Steelers get stole on, Chiefs better hold on to they feathers, cause we about to get our roll on. Sean Coleman on, so sobered on. Jarvis Landry holding his own, going long.
Put it live on your iPhone, a message to you Eagles and you Jets and you Falcons, it's a no-fly zone. Tyrod Taylor, Joe Batonio, Terrence Mitchell, that's my homie though. Kevin Zettler is a hot stepper with real weapons like Demarius Randle and Jabril Peppers. What we do to you Saints and you Giants and you Texans, hit you in the midsection, snatch an interception. We the greatest on the field, all you Raiders and you Bills and you Buccaneer fans, we gon' take it to your grill. Baker Mayfield in the sky like Berkeley, surround him with dogs like Collins and Kirksey. It's a team full of mutants from my synopsis and my man Miles Garrett, that's Colossus.
Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation. Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation. Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation.
Yeah. Shout out to Big Dog Exec. Big Dog Exec, like Hard Times, GMS, Booming Entertainment with Joe Boom, and Studio 53.
Coming from the Kaya Dog crew, GMS Hood Famous TV and Hood Famous TV. I need to at least take the time, because I didn't yet, and let people know that Jeanette J. Stokes, the widow of the late Louis Stokes, Ohio's first black congressman and a lawyer and civil rights icon who served in the U.S. House of Representatives for 30 years, represented Ohio's largely black 11th congressional district, formerly the 21st congressional district, passed on Saturday at the age of 83. That was like two Saturdays when she passed. They had the wake and homegoing service the past Friday at 12:30 p.m. To 1 p.m., a John Hay High School graduate and successful model and realtor, Jay Stokes was Lewis Stokes' second wife, was 22 when she married, the divorced father of three in 1960. She is the stepmother of former Cleveland judge Angela Stokes, the grandmother of Cleveland Fox 8 News reporter Alex Stokes, and the mother of Lori Stokes, her only child with Lewis Stokes, and the evening news anchor for the 5, 6, and 10 o'clock news at Fox 5 in New York, or WNW or WNYW in New York City. So that is what had happened on that, and that's it in itself. ClevelandUrbanNews.com, they had put out the story to make sure that people are full aware of what happened. I'm going to take the time, and why not? I haven't done this in a little while. I'm going to play something from King Eric Magnus, Black King. Be right back.
I'm a black king. I stay up on my grind 'cause I have dreams. time to be kingly. Yeah. Ain't nothing they can do with it or about it. And the bus trip again will be gathering at 4 o'clock sharp at 15415 Kipling Avenue, 15415 Kipling Avenue, 44110, as a meeting is being called at the Democratic Party of Cuyahoga County Precinct Central Committee members of Cuyahoga County Council District 9 for the purpose of electing a county council member of that district and for that district as registration opens at 5:30 p.m. Cuyahoga County Community College, Corporate College East, 4400 Richmond Road, Warrensville Heights, Ohio, 44128, room 126. That's Cuyahoga County Community College, Corporate College East, 4400. That's 4400 Richmond Road, Warrensville Heights, Ohio, 44128. Room 126, and of course, hey, it's that time. We've called their name for doing so much, from allowing hip-hop acts to music acts to including artists and others to represent alongside National Action Network. She was the one who allowed Elder Jacqueline Goodrum to be able to at least have groups like Black House Sound and others to even be a part of their programs with Al Sharpton, allowed Black Man's Army to do the security work for Al Sharpton. She's been out there for a while, has stood up and stood out front. That's all I can say. I'm glad to see one of our own is pushing hard for that position, somebody that you know won't just sell you down the river. So with that being said, since I'm getting a chance to play some music, why not play some Fred McMelanin? Brother, Ballhead Fred, Fred G. Yeah.
Now quiet, just need some self-control. Quick to pick up a gun, yo, you need to slow your roll. Whoa, no, punk, yo, don't make me go and shake it. Too many cowards out here, and they thinking that they gangsters. We at war, they don't really want peace. I see y'all street thuggin', cause y'all as bad as the police. Cause y'all killers, real n***a. When y'all see them dirty cops, y'all ain't trying to pull them triggers. When y'all see the police, y'all just scatter. I ain't dying over petty, my black life matter, come on. So what the f*** is you wildin' for? Shots in the club with foe. When you see the police, why you run, run, come on. I see the violence won't cease, so I'm protecting my black line. I ain't trying to get shot by you. Protecting my black line. I ain't trying to get shot by you. Protecting my black line. I ain't trying to get shot by you. Protecting my black line. Tryna get shot by you. Yeah, yo, they quick to put you in a slammer. Police don't give a fair, shoot you on camera. They evil, and they treat you like a slow burner. Gotta duck your f***ing kids, cause they getting away with murder. Check it, you can run, but you can't hide. Yo, I'm God, I ain't got no time for devilish vibes. Wicked minds don't not hunt, and they wanna clown me. Rest in peace, Amir Rice, and they wanna Mike Brown me. Ain't no justice in this country, and it never was peace. When you hear them f***ing sirens, that's the sound of the beast. They won't cease. They love to pick a fight with us. Illuminati,
cops out here blood sacrificing us and fighting us. Yo, it's hard to get out they sight. When I'm getting pulled over, I don't know if I'ma die tonight. Leave me alone, I had a shit day. You ain't gotta break the law, they gon' f*** with your ass anyway. So what the f*** is you wildin' for?
Come on. Come on.
You harassing me, cop, what for? I'm protecting my black lives. I ain't tryna get shot by you. Protecting my black lives. I ain't tryna get shot by you. Protecting my black lives. I ain't tryna get shot by you. Protecting my black lives. I ain't tryna get shot by you.
And anyway, my thing is, I appreciate you very much. And that is the thing. I appreciate you very much for listening to the program. I do. And my thing is, you don't have to. I'm very blessed to at least have done 10 plus years doing this program. And I'm thankful. Very thankful. I do my best to stay calm and even keel because that's what I feel I'm supposed to do. I appreciate you all. That's it. That's it. In a nutshell, I can sit back, enjoy life, and be calm. Definitely sending prayers out to Brother Maynard. He was very blessed. He was very blessed. Sometimes you got to be close to a person or pay attention. And I don't pay attention like I could. There were times when my mom told me she was doing well, and it took somebody else like a Danielle to say, your mom's not doing well. You need to pay closer attention. And Brother Maynard, I heard him say, oh, I'm good. I'm fine. And fortunately, you know, the brother was paid closer attention to by somebody else. I was glad that Daniel picked up on a few things and said, no, you don't sound the same. I'm going to check. And so there you go. My thing is, you have to pay attention and be able to do that. Everybody can. And with that being said, mellow track, maybe to take us on out. Why not? Haven't played it for a little while. Always liked it. We might get a phone call to interrupt the song. But this came from that Cleveland's Most Hated Artist album, producer and singer, Emax The Image. Yeah, the remix.
Yeah. Hey, hey. In the club, looking for my girlfriend. She can have big legs, little legs, long hair, short hair. She can be brown skin, light skin. She can get it in. She can have big legs, little legs, light skin, no brown skin. She can be a little girl. I'm a big girl, I don't care, cause she
get mad, cause I'm looking all around, looking for my girlfriend, and it's going down. I'm a single man, no games to play, looking at you, baby, from your head to your face, cause I like you, this is what it is. Don't you try to turn around, I'm handling my biz. I'ma get you, girl, come to me. We can go all night if that's what you like.
Well, yeah. In the club, in the club, in the club, looking for my girlfriend, my
girlfriend, my girlfriend.
Well, I'm in the club, in the club, in the club, looking for my girlfriend,
my girlfriend, my girlfriend.
She can have big legs, little legs, long hair, short hair. She can be a brown skin, a light skin. Light skin, a brown skin. She can be a little girl or a big girl. I don't care,
cause she's in my world, yeah. Come on.
Pineapple mixed with OJ. I see you, girl. Cleveland curve appeal. Just rock your curves, cause curvy girls rock, no matter your size. I'm a real man. Women please my eyes. Larger, thick, big girl, midget. I mean little person. I take digits. Rachel said it best. Saying fun size. Any size girl. Always the right time. Church girl or in clubs. True how I speak. Female Republican. Y'all some freaks. I'm an activist. But this is a fact. First things first. I'm still a man. I'ma treat you right, but here's your self-help. If you're a woman, be proud of yourself. I make statements, ladies, it's true. Emax and Cher, we love you.
I should play this particular track. See you all next time.
Al Borden. Blog Talk Radio, what it is, man. Kill Tape.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Borden got the news, Kill Tape on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Borden got the news, Kill Tape on the beat. Reporting live, this is Blog Talk Radio. Of knowledge equal power, my knowledge is what they hating for. Al Porter got it locked for an hour block, and Kill Tape got the block in the
master lock.
It's Monday night, what you doing round 9? Tune in to Al Porter, Blog Talk going live. These other sessions is job, just leading the walking blind. Remember the revolution ain't gonna be televised. No Google Chrome, cause search ain't gonna be no flash drive. Won't ask to nine my lines, I'm opening people minds. Remember it's Monday night, tune in around 9.
Tune in around 9.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill Tape on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill Tape on the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill Tape on the beat.